FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The national budget will be retabled tomorrow. The first budget presented in March was met with strong legal and political challenges due to a proposed VAT hike. Northwest University Business School professor Pete Crocombe believes the government will likely drop the VAT increase altogether and instead focus on reducing expenditure.
Because if they reduce spending, it means that they don't have to borrow it. There's another 19 billion rand that they will still have to borrow. And we will only know by tomorrow what the minister foresees, how we will deal with that. It could either be that we will increase our foreign debt by borrowing it from overseas, or it could get it from a reserve fund, but we don't know.
The South African Medical Association says a culture shift prioritizing the well-being of medical professionals is needed across the country's healthcare system. Intern Dr. Aluluto Mazwi collapsed during a shift at Durban's Prince Mshiyeni Memorial Hospital last week. He had apparently been asked to continue working despite having told a supervising consultant that he was not feeling well. Nsama says medical graduates in training are meant to be guided, mentored and supervised, but instead they are treated as fully fledged staff members in many facilities, often carrying the weight of the system on their shoulders without adequate rest. Sama warns is a dangerous practice that is both unethical and unsustainable. It says it places patients at risk and puts pressure on young doctors. The closure of Durban's Mitchell Park Zoo has been extended with a major revamp underway. The century-old facility was shut down last month after members of the public raised concern about its deteriorating state and the welfare of the animals. Etegwini Municipality says the zoo also suffered damage due to flooding. It says so far hazardous play structures have been removed, new paving is being laid and flower beds have been renewed. The city says animal care continues 7 days a week with their well-being a top priority throughout the renovation process. It says it will communicate the reopening date at a later stage. Animal Rescue Service Mitchell Park Pauses Kaylee Bright says they welcome the changes as the zoo holds deep historical value.
My concern is probably that enough budget, enough resources and enough care are allocated to a project of this importance at this time, because I think that while a project like this is underway, it's worth really giving all of the resources to it that would allow it to achieve its potential.
And the UK says it's suspending free trade talks with Israel, describing an 11-week aid blockade in Gaza as indefensible and cruel. Limited amounts of food are now being allowed into the strip, but Britain says it's not enough. Foreign Secretary David Lammy has told MPs the war is entering a dark new phase.
We must call this what it is. It is extremism. It is dangerous, it is repellent, it is monstrous, and I condemn it in the strongest possible terms.
Well, Israel has criticized what it's calling an anti-Israel obsession. Its defense force insists its continuing efforts to defeat Hamas and free hostages. Durban and Richards Bay 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 17. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.